about Lachem Chalitza Balayla. So the starting point of the Gemara is that Chalitza requires a Beis Din. That's a given. And now the question is that do we view Chalitza through the eyes of a Tchilas Din and the eyes of a Gemara Din? That's going to be a Din for a Layla. So we had a major machlokes in the Rivan and the Yerzarua. What is the Din component in the first place? What is the basis of that assumption of Chazal that a Chalitza is a Din? So we saw that according to the Rivan, it was something tangential. It wasn't really part and parcel of Chalitza proper. It was the link to the Ksuba that got us into trouble. And there was a Rusa link to the Ksuba. So if and when you'll have an issue about the Ksuba, we'll deal with that next month. It's the Chalitza proper that's called a Din. And the reason why it's called a Din is because of the Torah Tessah. The Torah says, the Kenach, the Torah says you require a Beis Din. So we saw that both the Rivan and the Azarua had a lot of Lumdish terminology thrown around to try to explain, based on each in their own respective ways, as to what the issue in the Tanoim is. Why should it be Tchilas Din, why should it be Sof Din? So we saw, according to the Rivan, it revolved around Shtar B'Ligvos, according to the Azarua, it revolved around the Heter of Chalitza, what is the nature of the Heter of Chalitza. So there was one last Nakuda just in the Azarua, before we get back to the main thrust of what I'm talking about this morning. According to the rule, what comes out is that the Machlekes HaTeroim is so basic, so fundamental about the Yisaitis of the Heter of Chalitza. It touches on the heart and soul of what happens in terms of Misabal in a situation of subsequent evil. According to one Tana, Misabal is a Mata Legamri. The Ashes is just gone, goodbye, finished, goodbye. The Ashes is broken. She's not an Ashes of Ace anymore. She's a previous Ashes of Ace. It's an Isabiyamu called Yavam Lashuk. And that first attack on the Yisra of Yavam Lashuk is through the Chalitzas. That elevates Chalitzas that Chilas did. It was only the other Tana who said no. That the Misabal was not mad for the gap. The Misabal mitigating factors a little bit, watered it down a little bit. It's not Ishizish Bechol Taikif, but it's the Misa. But there's still a little bit of a Shemitz in the Ishizish here. And therefore, the Chalitzas is the Gemara Dama. So let's take for a moment the first Tana. The Tana that says that Ashes Ish is over, done, history, Gemara, and there's a new Issa called Yavam Lashuk. One can raise a further Lam Lashuk Hakira within that day, within the Shita, that it's not Ashes Ish of the original husband, because the first husband's dead, and there's already had to be Sabal. It's a new Issa. What's the essence, what's the nature of that new Issa? So with it, Hakira's not having a child now. So what's the nature of that new Issa? Is that new Issa a non-Ishus to Issa? It's like eating chazan. It's like wearing shots. It's a tumulach and yontav. It's a new lap. It's tired. But we'll see yesterday. So I say, no, about it's issues to Yisr. But unlike the other side of the Hakira that focused on the fact that it was an issues of the original husband, that's ridiculous. The husband's dead already. There's no issues for dead people. It's a new issues, all right. You know what the issues is? With the brother. She's married to the brother. No, she's not really married to the brother. Because if she would really truly be married to the brother, then she would be chayav as misa being rezana. So the siyesh the reis would be a nisa misa, which it's not. It's only a lav, only malchus. But even though it's an ishus to gadin, it's a watered down kind of ishus to gadin. So there really, in one place, there are almost three possibilities here. What the nature of the issue of the Yavam Lashuk is all about. In the limits of Yavam Lashuk, this shadow keeps coming back time and time again. What's the nature of the Yavam Lashuk? Is Yavam Lashuk ishus mikoyach, the original husband? Or the original husband's ishus is over, and now it's ishus mikoyach the brother, or it's not ishus b'chol. It's absolutely not good ishus. It's a new issa. It's an issa b'fei ha'atzmah. So there are a lot of interesting things that come up. We're not learning Yavamas right now. A lot of interesting things that have to be analyzed in the Masechet Yavamas in light of these shailas. Is it ishus? And imtum flam. Is ishus? Whose ishus is it? So does this impact on the question whether kedushin of tosin for Yavam Lashuk? It's not like it's in the Gemara. Does this impact on, let's say, Yavam Lashuk is mezana? Does she become a sewer to the Yavam? Is that like a quasi ishish sinza, like a soita? It's also not like it's in the Gemara. So there are a lot of nuances in Chazal that may very, very much be related to this fundamental question. So getting back to our story, we're still going back to the original world, the world of the Arzaruah versus the world of the Rivan, in terms of Chalitza. The question is, how does this play out in terms of guests? I mean, like the fan here is that, it's warm in my own house. But I'm going to take off my jacket. Hold on. I wish you close the door in the room. You start losing oxygen very quickly. Okay. So let's go back to that Gemara for a minute, in terms of, can we possibly be mashir a chalitz at night, and how is that going to impact on can we possibly be machshir a get at night? So according to Rivan, the two shadows are really the same, because both chalitza and get become transformed to become din based on the same parts, the same ksuba. So whatever you think, whatever eyes you think you view a ksuba through, whether you view a ksuba through the eyes of tchilas din, and therefore you disqualify chalitza at night, so that's going to correlate, and that's going to be you disqualify get at night as well. If you look at a get through the eyes of a gemara din, because you subscribe to shtar avodah zarah, whatever shape or form that means from yesterday, so then you can apply the same analysis when it comes to a get. So at the end of the day, just decide Rabbi Elazar b'chum. Just pick and choose whatever you think is right. Rabbi Elazar or the Rabbanan in Masechtas Yevamos, in terms of whether chalitza tchilas of, that's going to be the identical shayla when it comes to a get. What about according to the Yerusha Ruma? So it's not identical according to the Yerusha Ruma. It's actually significantly worse than a get, believe it or not, than is b'chalitza. Chalitza ken zayin, there's a Tana who can tell you a story that's called a Mardin, because of a lom the shirazel nazel shabotayra in terms of Mazika and Imam Lashoka, whole chagadri yesterday. But by get, kuleyam lepligi, a get is the beginning, a get is at the end, a get is the get, it's chimzadov. The couple were married for the last 50 years. Now, it gives her a get. That's not coming on the heels of anything. It's not a gemar of anything. That's the tchilas ha-chalais. So as the tchilas ha-chalais, so the game is over. Only chalitza ken zayin, there was some long time that said maybe chalitza balayla is good. Comes out of one the thing, according to Yosef Ruh. A get balayla is not worse than chalitza balayla. I never would have said that. I would have said chalitza, that's a possible chumash you need bezin. Get, we don't have no idea why you need a bezin for. But according to Yosef Ruh, it actually comes out worse. According to the Rivan, it comes out the same, which is not a very good place to be, because Mechalitza Mipaskin is Psula. So Lamaisa, Deilefer Rivan, Deilefiha or Zarua, and get at night is a big, 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 big problem. Because that's called a Wipaskin, that's called a Tchilas Din. According to the Rivan, that's where we pass it. According to the Zarua, that's the Kulei, I'm called the Rav, we agree to that. So Deilefer Rivan, Deilefer or Zarua, a get that's given at night is really, really problematic. Do we pass like that? Do we accept that view? So the Ramah in Uchas Gittin quotes that view as a lechatchil. The Ramah writes that our practice is under the normal circumstances we do not give Gittin at night, because since there is this minority breath in him, you just come to our shiur for the last 2 days and we think this is like the majority view of the Rishonim. We've been spending the last 6 hours on the Zamorah and the Rivan, so you think this is indicative of regular everybody else. It's not true. We already said there's the silent majority in here. There's the Rift, the Ram, the Rosh, everybody else, the Rashi tells you that. All the Rishonim never heard of such a thing. But again, it's a din. There's no Raya in the Gemara B'chlal. The two Gemaras, Tehamid Beis and Beches Beis, and anything will probably Raya's Fakir. So therefore, Lemaisa, we don't really postulate neither the source of the word on this review one. But L'chadchilas, get din, take a chance. L'chadchilas, the practices, says the Ramah, but not beside the get din Balayla. If it's a Shas of Chak, we're afraid that the husband's going to skip town. We got him cornered. There was once a story that there was a fellow who was holding up his wife for a get for many, many years. And he was at a chasana, and he was in a good mood. And hopefully he didn't have too much to drink, but he was in a good enough mood. He was still a bardas to get the get. And someone realized at the time that the Imlo Ashur Be'er Messiah, but tomorrow we'll be back in a bed with again. So they decided to get on the spot, 10 o'clock at night, and pulled him into the room. They decided to get him, the whole thing was over. So you have to be, somebody have to take advantage of the moment. I remember it was a strange story, I came to Chasana, and the Messiah Kedushin comes up to me in the middle of the Chasana Tish, and he says, could you pinch it for me, take over from here? The first time ever, there with me, the Messiah Kedusha handed it over to me the day before. He got sick and called me and he asked me to step up to play for him. He has a middle of the dish. The Messiah Kedusha said, I gotta go. Where are you exactly? So he said to me, you won't believe this one, I have to go inside of a gift. So he told me very quickly what the story was, that the father, the Kala, remember the story was, the father of the Kala had been, and the mother had been like separated for years already, and he had never given her a get, and the fighting and arguing and blackmailing mice, whatever it was, it's holding her for a get for years, and he was at the wedding, and he was in a good mood, his daughter's getting married, he was in a cheerful mood, so somebody, a few people came up to him and said, you know, maybe this is a good time, a good auspicious time, a good mazel for your daughter, give a get to your wife, and you're sure getting it. Give her again. Let's end this miserable parsha. So he was masked. He said, okay, good. I'll give again. No problem. Come tomorrow. We'll give again. So the rabbanim were very, they were smart. They said, tomorrow tomorrow we're not going to be able to get. So he sees the bill for the caterer, he'll be in a miserable mood tomorrow. So he's not going to, you got to get him out when he's in a good mood. So, but it's a little bit hard because he's here, and then both him and the wife are here. And that can stop the Milochos Tishko Mishad again, takes it in an hour and a half to go Mishad again. So no problem. And then again, they're saying, ah, before that, Shaliach, Shaliach can do anything. So they set up the base that he was Ramana Shaliach for the Halachas again, she was Ramana Shaliach for Kabbalah again. So the Yonim, the Eidim, and the Shlichim went through Mishad again. But the problem was is that we're not Mishadar again unless we have what's called a Kabbias Mokom, that's the Kabbias Shame of the Mokom. We don't just stop the side, okay, we're going to eradicate Bergenfield today. You have to first get all the Rabban and Bergenfield together and decide how do you spell Bergenfield. This is very serious. You have to identify the sources of water. It has to be on the hot blood, Yuploni, on the Hackensack River, whatever. So you don't just do it on the spot. You have to have a lot of Yishuv Adas. I don't know if any of you remember, probably before your time, there was a famous story in Muncie. It goes back 40 years or so. When they wrote the first get in Muncie, Muncie, for some reason, they had never written a get for many, many years in Muncie. Muncie, 80 years ago, wasn't such a thriving place. When Muncie really picked up, became a booming Jewish community, so they never decided they have to start writing Gittin here. So they didn't have a kviyas mokum, how to spell Muncie. So they had Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was alive still at the time. He was the Rebbe in Muncie. So between him and Ramesha, they got together and they decided how we're going to spell Muncie. So there was a whole article that was written about this, about 20 page article to explain what goes through the kviyas mokum. You have to identify how to spell the name properly. So there was a whole article talking about what the etymology, what the source of the word Muncie is. Anyone know? Anyone from Muncie? What does the word Muncie mean? Anyone know? Anyone knows? No one from Muncie knows? The word Muncie was a tribe, was an Indian tribe, the Muncie Indians. They used to hang around Route 59 and Evergreen, so they and the Gadiris. So they were called the Muncie Indians. So there was a question. Now when the Jews came, instead of saying Muncie, they started to say Muncie. So is it Muncie? Is it Muncie? Is it Muncie? Was it involved with an aleph? There are different ways of spelling. You have to figure out what the correct halachic pronunciation of a town. And sometimes you had, in the Rishonim, you had cities that were sometimes pronounced by Jews that were differently. Like Rutherford, a lot of the Jews in Goyim, some pronounce it with Gimel, some with Kufs. There you have Regensburg and Regensburg, and yeah, it's the same place, just pronounced that they're different. So you have to figure that out. Then they had to figure out where the water source is. Anyone who's from Muncie, Jeremy, where are you? You're still there, Jeremy? Where's Jeremy? He's on. So Jeremy, what's the water source of Muncie? You're muted. Unmute yourself. Well, you unmute yourself, drink some water. Where does Muncie get its water from? Lake Suzanne. That's the one of the, I don't know if it gets, but that's the body of water that Muncie sits on, Lake Suzanne. So they had to write how to spell Suzanne, how to spell Lake Suzanne. So you can't just write again in the spur of the moment. So this particular wedding that I was at, it was in a place where it didn't have a Suzanne where to write again. It was in What's the place on the Garden State in 171, right on the way to Muncie? Wycliffe Lake. So the wedding was in the Wycliffe Lake Hilton. Nobody wrote again ever in Wycliffe Lake. So the Masada Gittin and the Shalichim and the Aidim, everyone had to go run off to Muncie, which is the call of Baruch Hashem. They knew how to spell Lake Suzanne. So they had to go run off to Muncie to go be Masada again. So by the time he came back, he missed the whole wedding. So he asked me to go be to Masada. So I would always joke about it. So the Rav, it was the only time ever that he gave up to Masada Kedushin. So he handed over the city conditions so he can go ahead and be Masada again. Very, very strange. So the daughter's getting married, the mother's getting divorced. It's all happening in Masachas. It's a very, very mother situation. Anyway, so that taka was during the daytime, but it would have been a night if I would have done the same thing. The Ramah Paskins, I was in Shasar Chacham, but even so, Masada getting needed. So are we a little nervous about that? Masada getting a night, at Shasar Chacham, according to the Zeruah, the Rivan, to get us possible. So are we very, very nervous about that? So let's backpedal and see just how nervous we are, even in the worldview of the Zeruah Rivan. So there is Rishalmi. But Rishalmi seems to say there is a big machlokes Rishalmi, whether Rishalmi even said it, but many Rishalmi did read this in the Rishalmi. This entire halacha behind the Yom and Chilvus Banav that we spoke about yesterday, that's the source that it didn't arrest the Yom. The entire din, lock, stock, and barrel, is only lechetchila. But the event, if you run it the entire night, big deal. But the event, the entire discussion anyway. So it's the din of Rishalmi. Baruch Hashem, it could be the sun relief. Because even if there's a ruin, then there's a lot of right. No, not the end of the world, but the average kosher anyway. So the problem is twofold. The problem is, number one, we're not even sure the Rishami said it. Very often you have these statements in the Rishami. They're very, very cryptic and very hard to read exactly. So there are two yourselves in the Rishonim, what the Rishami even said. Even like the Mekilim, like the Rishonim or Mekil, the Ramban observes that this Rishami is against the Baal. There's no question about it that the Rishami cannot be accepted in the Halacha because it contradicts the Baal. There's a riff in the end of the Erev that says, whenever there's a Machlekes Baal in the Rishami, we always follow the Bavli, because the Bavli was written later. The Bavli was Basra, written a couple hundred years later. The Chachmei Bavli had access to what it said in the Rishami, and if and when they disagreed with it, even though the Amoraim from Eretz Yisrael, from the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, were great men of Chavim. They were earlier generations. They were Gedolia, they were greater than the later Amoraim. But in the realm of Psak Halacha, the Uchzak and Basra, because when the later generations know what the early one said, if they didn't know what the early one says, that's a different story. But let's say I give him psak now, and then we find the Rashba said fakir. So I know what the Rashba said. But if the Rashba says something, and somebody afterwards says, I know what the Rashba says, and I still disagree, I mean, you have a lot of chutzpah to disagree with the Rashba, but I'm saying, well, you know, if you have an Amira in Bavel 300 years later, says, I know exactly what Yechonis Tabidim said, and we disagree, so then the Chachmei Bavel have the right to do so. And Halakhi Basarai. So that's what the Rift calls a tradition for the Gaonim, that we just about always follow the Baal, the Yom Kishalim. But Bukhar Basim in his Sefer, Kudus Divir Sefer, from Shuvah Chalik Beis, he adds on that another reason why, based on the Rambam, he claims that, you look in the Rambam, it's at the moment, the Perish Mishnah is, so there seems to be another reason why you follow the Baal, the Yom Kishalim, that the Baal was written by Stomas Kol Yisrael. That the Talmud Bavli was signed upon and sealed, and it was accepted and confirmed and ratified by the overwhelming majority of the Talmud Chachamim in the world at that time lived in Bavel, and the few Jewish communities here and there had been living in Bavel, so they turned to the Chachamim Bavel for guidance. So therefore, anything that said in the Talmud Bavli was pretty much agreed upon by everybody. Whereas Rishami was not like that. Rishami was written by the Gedolei Olam in Eretz Yisrael. They were of the Menari, probably most of the Talmid Chacham already by that period of time, already in Bavel. So they were written, it was written by great Talmid Chacham, no question about it, but they weren't speaking as the collective voice of Klal Yisrael. They didn't have the status of Kol Chachmei Yisrael. So the Rambam seems to say that when you have a Psach that's issued by Kol Chachmei Yisrael, that's like a Beis Din HaGadol. Beis Din HaGadol is not just 71 Dayanim sitting in Yerushalayim, but the 71 Dayanim in Yerushalayim are the representatives of the Chachmei Yisrael. If you don't have those representatives, then you fall back on the original din of Mamish Chachmei Yisrael. And when Kol Chachmei Yisrael, Rav Chachmei Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chachmei Yisrael is speaking, give a psah, that takes on the halachic significance. It's like the parallel to some degree of a Beis Din HaGadol. So since the Bavli had the Koyach of Beis Din HaGadol, Yerushalmi didn't have that because just demographics weren't that way. So therefore, Baharan says that when you have a psak between a Beis Din HaGadol versus the non Beis Din HaGadol, even if the non Beis Din HaGadol may have been greater than the Chachamim, but the Maisa doesn't have that authority of Beis Din HaGadol. Beis Din HaGadol trumps the non Beis Din HaGadol. It's actually a different Baharan, but it claims Bedas and Rambam. So whatever the reason is, the Maisa 99% of the time, Bavli and Yerushalmi were going to follow the Bavli. So here, the Ramban says that, I don't care what the Yerushalmi said, I'm not even sure what the Rishami said. But even if the Rishami said that cryptic line, really meant it, that it didn't tire about Lila is good, it can't be said. It's against the Gemara. What Gemara knew? Was going to tell me, which Gemara is it against? Where are you from? Kuvdala. The Mishnah says, Chalitza Psula, Chalitza B'lai Psula. The Gemara asks like that in the Mishnah. Chalitza B'lai Psula. The Gemara explains, why is it Psula B'lai Psula? Because it's like a Tchilas Din. Thank you very much, says the Ramban. The Gemara says, the Bavli says that the only way to learn Kshanda in the Mishnah says Chalitza B'lai L'Psula. We don't know why, maybe it's Psula for another reason. So the Gemara in the Bavli says, the reason why it's Psula B'lai L'Psula is because it didn't tar B'lai L'Psula. How can you tell me a story that it didn't tar B'di Evid's Kosha B'lai L'Psula? If it didn't tar B'di Evid's B'lai L'Psula, and Chalitza is Dino K'din Torah, so why is it Psula? The word Psula means it's possible. The word possible means possible, it's possible. When I say Esrog is possible, I don't mean it's just a nice thing not to use. I mean it's possible. It's possible, it's possible. So Chalitza is Psula, she's even with Shrug still. So says the Ramban, for the Loshan and Mishnah Psula, and the Gemara is Taish, the Bavli is Taish, this is what we just learned. It's based on the Torah of Alayla, Zem Fendaisi, from Mia Dati Rishami's rule. That's the Ramban's right. Then the Rabban is another raya. The Rabban is having another raya that the Bavli does not accept the Chachmei Bavli. Don't accept the Rishami. There's a sugi b'sechus Rosh Hashanah. The third prayer of Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah has the following funny story. The Mishnah that we're talking about that it's the 30th day since the last Rosh Chodesh. So it could be that today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. And we know that the moon is the real lunar cycle is 29.5 days. So that's why you have this discrepancy. Some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. So that was the mitzvah satar of Kiddush HaChodesh. You have to play around. Some months here, sometimes the other way. So here it's the 30th day. So we're not getting ready to see. It could be that it's going to be a new moon. So Baruch Hashem, lo, all the Adim see the new moon. So we're ready to go. So not yet. Just the Adim seeing the moon is not enough. You have to come to Yerushalayim, you have to come to the Beis HaNevel, you have to be interrogated, Kamos Adis, and then finally find the Beis and has to say the words B'Kodesh HaChodesh. Only at that point when Beis HaNevel finishes the Kamos Adis, and they say, Eilah B'Kodesh HaChodesh, Etubos HaMamoyadam, so it's a Kriyas HaBeis, then that's the Kaveya, that declares B'Kodesh HaChodesh. The Gemara says, what's that did in the following case? Let's say the Adim come running at 2 o'clock yesterday. It's day 30. So the Beis is listening, they're asking questions. It's 4 o'clock, and they're in Zacharum, they realize they have Daf Mincha, also they come back, and they're trying to finish up the story, and then what did they realize? The Gevalt, all of a sudden they realize, hey, it's not Tachat Shkia, too late. So they quickly say, B'Kodesh HaChodesh. So what's the dip? So they get Daf Mincha, and Daf Mincha, and they have to see them, so it's Rosh Chodesh. But for the Mestag, it's not Rosh Chodesh, for the Halach, it's not Rosh Chodesh. It's already too late. So it's ready the next day. So the Gemara says, Kichuba Lailei Nebukudosh. Gemara says, no good. The Kiddush HaChodesh, the Laila, is not good. Even with the Yevon, it's not good. And you have to wait now till the next day in order to be Rosh Chodesh. Why is the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Laila, no good? So, Margulun's apostle, Ki Chayk Lisrolu, Mishpa Lelaki Yaakov. Ma Mishpa, the Tikbach HaDishoy, for the Chodesh, refers to the Kiddush HaChodesh. If one interprets this pasuk, Tikbach HaDishoy, for both to be referring to Rosh Hashanah, as well as to every Rosh Chodesh. So every Rosh Chodesh, Tikbach HaDishoy, it's got to be Kichayt Lizom Nishpat Lek Yaakov. It's got to be Tadik for Mishpat, and it's got to be Dafka Bayor. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you say it's Gemara Din? Because after all, the interrogation was done earlier, and this is the Gemara Din, so Gemara Din is Gemara Lailah. So Gemara explains why that's not true. Why Emes HaKar, because of Mishpat, the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh, it's like Chilas Din. So you gotta learn the Sugya at the beginning of the third Bekham Hashanah to figure out that nuance of why that's true. So Gemara is black and white, that the Kiddush is both from the Vukum, the Kiddush is not Chal, but the Yevet, Kichu Balailah, it's Dishk B'Chudish. It's thanks to that din. That's why we have the halacha that if you miss Yalav Yavo at night, you don't have to go back. You can't catch the Chodesh B'Laila. Even with the evidence, it's not Teufis. You can't catch the Chodesh B'Laila. So it says the Ramban, if Yerushalmi is right, that din B'Laila is good with the evidence, so then why should the Chodesh be more chomer than din itself? The whole four that you have to be catch the Chodesh B'Yavo is learned down from the parasha from Mishpah, because in Kisra Kodesh, in the Hillam, it's called Mishpah Elokei Yaakov. It's called Mishpah for the Eiffel tomorrow. Mishpah itself is good to be Evan Malayla. Why should Kiddush HaChodesh be worse? So Zevin says the Ramban from these two rayas that the Yerushalmi is Bechal Lakhle. I don't care what the Yerushalmi said. The Heilige Kovet of the Heilige Chachmer and Tzrol, the Poshet against the Chachmer Vogel, based on the Gemara Yivam Estach Kudal, based on the Gemara Yivam Estach Kudal, it's clear as day, it's up the Ramban, that if in Torah, Malayla is no good, finish Gemara, even with the Evan. That's going to leave us with a bad taste in terms of Gittin, because now when we're Masada again at night, for 2 o'clock in the morning Gittin, which has a chak, so we have to, you know, we have to be comfortable saying that according to the Yerzeru and the Rivan, this again is no good. It's no good in a turn, because the Ramban just proved to us that a Dintar Balayla is no good. So can we possibly deflect the Ramban's rayas? Can we possibly bring the Rishami back to life? We want to do it. We want to be Malamit Chosin Klaas. We want, when we say again is good, we don't want this woman to say I'm an Asian decision according to one opinion. When she fills out a form, they ask, are you married or not? She's going to say, according to most Rishonim, I'm not married, but according to the Rizaru and the Rivan, I'm still married. It doesn't bode well for Shidufim. So we want to make sure this woman's Mutaris, our Mutaris Lacholodim, not minus two of the Rishonim. We want to be Mutaris Lacholodim. So can we possibly bring this Rishami back to life? I mean, Ramban seems very convincing, not that way. So who's going to come to the rescue? So the Ketzais comes to the rescue. Ketzel says, I'm going to save you, Shalom. So Ramban's cash is going to get. If you throw back to what we spoke about Berichas yesterday. Remember we said yesterday that didn't Torah has to be the Ramban's Mayol. That's only true vis-a-vis the Chilas that did, not like having the Gemara did. The Gemara did Everyone agrees. I mean, not everyone. One time, we pass the law of Gerim Balayla. So, says the Ketzais, what would the din be in the following case? Let's say you would run a din Torah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The two parties come in, and Beisin does no tchilas dinu. They don't listen to the story. They don't ask any questions. They don't deliberate. They don't go behind closed doors. They hear Reuven killed Shimon. I'm sorry, Reuven broke Shimon's wheel. He's plenty of chayiv. What do you say? That's such a dinner. I'd say go find a different basin. So how's he miserable? They don't know how to run a chilas dinner. They don't have six of them discussion. There's no masmad. They don't know what to do. They don't figure out what to do. They don't know what to do. They don't do anything. But guess what? Let's say they got it right. Let's say they got it right. It's a 50-50 chance they got it right. They got it right. At least it's right. So you know what the din is? The din is binding. The tchilas din, the sichsuch, the masu bata, all that is the normal protocol of dinei Torah. But push comes to shove, it's not an agave. If you don't do the masu bata, the din is right. I mean, the din may be a din tapos. If you made a mistake, you told it on Mishnah, you got to go back. So it's Sanhedrin. Who goes back, and when you go back, when you don't go back, I guess, but they for going back. They're complicated dinim that governed a din Torah that was issued to Tos. But Kol Zman that it wasn't a Tos, the Gloy Milsa Taka was not a Tos. So the fact that you didn't deliberate properly, that was your laziness, but at the end of the day, it didn't chal. The only thing that really matters is the Psaq Din, when Dazin issues out those words, and they give the verdict. Ish Planeta Chav, Ish Planeta Potter. So it says that it's a din Torah without Chil Zdin is Kasha Bidia. So says it tells when you have the din Torah balayla, they started the case at 10 o'clock at night and they finished the case at 12 o'clock at night. Whatever was done balayla is commander lesa. So the whole nasu matan wasn't teifis. It wasn't chal. The Torah doesn't recognize the nasu matan from 10 to 12 because it was a dark, pitch black. So says it tells good. So the Torah doesn't recognize it. So it doesn't exist. It's commander lesa. But they don't need it anyway. Which part do you need? What's the only part of the din Torah that really is ma'akev? They say the Gemara did. Guess what? Gemara did is what? Kosher when? Someone can unmute themselves. What is Gemara din kosher? Even ba? In balayla. The Gemara did is kosher balayla. So says the Ketzais. When you have a din Torah balayla, the tchila be atzayif with balayla, it's going to be kosher. B'di'evit. You know why? It has to be kosher. That's what the Shabbos says. It must be kosher b'di'evit. Because down the hoch of the tchilas din. Just make look, you didn't do any masamat. Whatever masamat you did, the Torah didn't register. The Torah canceled. It's come on the leisa. Zol Zayin is come on the leisa. But the din is still kosher. Al Shem the Gemara. And the Gemara did is no din of Yayim v'le b'layla. That's it tells the shtickle to beer in the Rishalmi. So why? What do you do with the Rabban's kashers? Yes, I can.
Isn't that assuming then that Tchilas Din is not like a psul if it's given at Belila? Like,
why are we saying that? It's nothing. It's a zero. It doesn't exist. It's not an X. It's a zero. It's commander laser. So what do you do with Ramban's caches now? So says if Tzoyz Bamed the Bamamur, we can say that Shikul Taira. That's why Dina Mamur is when the Gemara Din is Kosher Belila. And all that really is Ma'akim anyway to Dina Taira and Dina Mamur is Dina Mamur. But a Chalitza, what are you going to say? Whatever happened, Balayla is commander Lesa. Thank you very much. So the chalitza that was done Balayla is what? It's commander Lesa. Thank you. So the chalitza is Psula. The Kisha Chaydish. Whatever was done, Balayla is commander Lesa. Thank you very much. So the declaration of Kisha Chaydish that was declared Balayla is commander Lesa. Thank you very much. If the Kisha Chaydish is not Chabadiyam. So that shtickle Torah, the razzle dazzle Shema Torah from Tzayis, Hadassi, Mishalmi, that can salvage it in Torah Balayla. It can only salvage the entire Balayla by Dina Mominis, because Dina Mominis will declare that whatever part was Balayla's command of Laysa and will still be home free based on the Gemara Din, because Gemara Din doesn't require Laila. Doesn't require Yud. But that Shtigal Torah is going to break down, that Lumdus is going to break down when it comes to Chalitza and the Kiddush HaChadesh. So therefore, the Ketzai says, the Yusham is right. The two Gemaras are Ramban Dug up a right, and unlike the Ramban, there's no steer between the two. But Gavald Gavard from the Hilgi Ketzais. But basically, what's the weak point in the Ketzais? What's the loose thread in the Ketzais? What's the weak link in the chain of the Ketzais? Remember yesterday we said there was a Chakira, what the nature of the din is Gemara Din Balayla's Kosha. Is Gemara Din Balayla Kosha because that's the din, because there was never a Halacha of Balayla given a Gemara Din? Was Gemara Din Balayla because it's piggybacking on the Tchilas Din? Since the Tchilas Din was Bekashra, so the Gemara Din just kind of schleps along as well. The Shtikot Torah from Ketzais is assuming the first shot. Because if the second shot is correct, that it has to piggyback on a Tchila Bayom, there was no Tchila Bayom. That was exactly the problem. that the tchila was balayla, and the Gemara is balayla, so you can't play a game and say, dal meyach the tchila. If it's dal meyach the tchila, it's nishke Gemara. You can't have an end without a beginning. Very profound philosophical statement. You can't have an end without a beginning. You can't have a Gemara without a tchila. So for the fact that the Tzais is trying to defend the shtil deira of the Yerushalmi, he's assuming like that one side, the same way we saw in the Rivon yesterday, that Rivon claimed that may have been the Machlekes Atanoi Bechalitza. Can you say Shtar Belivos to Gobi Domi and salvage Laila and say it's okay for Laila because it's command to Gobi Domi, but there was no Tchila. So if you go with the Ikvais, those opinions yesterday that said Gemara is not independent of the Kosher of Laila. Gemara is only Kosher because it's piggybacked off a Tchila. So where's the Tchila? By a Dintayr Belayla, you don't have a Tchila. So the Ktos was assuming you don't have to piggyback. Ktos was assuming Laila's kosher its own 2 feet. Doesn't have to hold on for dear life to the tchilah. Perhaps that's goof what the Ramban disagreed with. The Ramban was an Eilal Adas from the Ramban, the Ktos's tichir. The Ramban couldn't even dream of the Ktos's mahalach. Kind of wild mahalach is a hated. The Ktos can tell us a story. The Ramban saw in the Bavli the absolute antithesis of the Yerushalmi. It's not Shaykh Rabbi Yashiv, because the Ramban thought that's not true. That's not Emes. You can't create a Gemara Din without a Tchilas Din. A Gemara Din is only good on piggybacking off the Tchilas Din. So if there's no piggyback, then there's nothing. So it could be that we claimed, according to the Rifan, was a Machlekes of Tanoim and Yevamos. How to understand the Bira Dover in Metchilim Bayom Yom Balayla is the Gemara Balayla independently cautious. Gemara Balayla piggyback off the Yom. We claimed yesterday it was Machlekes of Tanoim. Today we're claiming that's Machlekes of Rabban Nitzos. That's Machlekes. The Rabban who rejected the Yerushalmi outright because of that, in contrast to the Tzitzis who defended the Yerushalmi. Rabbi said the only way out of this to save this Yerushalmi, and it's by the skin of its teeth. We're not even sure it's a good Yisha for the Yerushalmi, but the skin of its teeth, we're going to save this Yerushalmi based on the Tzitzis. He said, nah, I can help us forget, Rabbi said. It's Bechalal, I can help us forget. Because even if Tzitzis concedes, Chalitza is not good by Laila. That's what we're asking. Because Shefaris is not good by Laila. That's the Mishnah, that's the Gemara. The only thing that Tzitzis was willing to save, and even that was a highly questionable saving, was the moment is because it is court of Tchilim Gemara. But just as a Chalitza is for sure Tzul by Laila, that's a Pashtun, Nimru Vagomru, and Tanoim, and your mom's Kondal, and say it's possible. If you think a get is like Chalitza, either mitam the ksuba or mitam the hetel about whichever what you think, whether you like to Israel, really like to be wrong, whichever angle you want to go down, whatever you think, you're thinking that a chalitza to get or hayuach. So if a chalitza is psuva laila, that's not negotiable. That's a gemara. That's a mishnah yavamus. A chalitza is psuva laila. So you can say whatever shibul teres from ktsaisim today or tomorrow to salvage yerushalmi. That's only going to work for din yavam. It's not going to work for chalitza to get. So we have to swallow this idea that that the awesome Yisharim would say Gepa Laila is no good. There is such a sheet out there that claims that Gepa Laila is no good. There is such a possibility. It's true. Do we have to miss Yachais to it? Do we care about it? Do we have to be Chayshish for it? So the Rabbah says we try to be Chayshish for it. We can, but Mikwe didn't. You don't have to. It's an interesting Machlekes. Some later Charedim raised the question according to the Machmirim that chalitza, sure, that a get balayla is no good. What about the kedusha balayla? Should that be like the flip side, the collar of this discussion? Well, according to the Rivan, you can't even get off the ground. At this point, the Rivan is only the ksuba shavel. The ksuba isn't even affected by the kedusha. It's the nesuin that creates the ksuba. Maybe the nesuin has to be, it's a different story. So the kedusha doesn't have to be balayla. It doesn't have to be bayoim. Tradition doesn't even impact on the Ksuba Bechlal. According to the Arzarua, the Gittin per se is a Dintaira. What made it a Dintaira? The Hetala Shuk, the Hetala Oilam makes it a Dintaira. So the Issam, the Yom of Kedushin makes it a Dintaira. So now Kedushim or Kedushin has to be, also can be by Balayla. Well, Shemana Dor Zamir. I mean, some Achmarim had such a wild extension of it. Again, it's an extension of a Shita that we don't pass in like. We don't really accept this din Mikra din. If my Gittin Mikra din, we pass in line, it was good. Even within the Machmirim, we're not sure who's right, who's ruler, the Rivon. And within the Azarua, can you kvetch out such a thing? It'd be quite a chumah, no weddings at night anymore. So most people get married, like, forget Gemara night. So most of the Gemara night. So the later Chacham point out to Gemara, he was a Tamale in Mosheim's condition. It's, you have to have a Bekiyas. The Gemara is disgusting of a whole Shiloh in the end of Mosheim's condition. If you give, you say to a woman, you're Makadisha with a coin, and then you give her a coin, and the coin is not up to par, and the coin is a little shvacha, or rubbed out, or something. There was a whole discussion about is that kedusha tos, not kedusha tos. The Gemara says, what kedusha tos? If she sees it, she sees what the coin is. The Gemara says, no, look, trick the kitchen alive. The Gemara says, he was makadisha, now she couldn't see the coin. So the Gemara is popling, when you're makadisha at night, and you didn't see the coin, isn't it a makadisha tos? It's pretty clear from there that you give makadisha at night. If the kedusha is not chal, nukul. No kedusha, no marriage is bound by at night. So the Gemara, we have a very silly discussion about the makadisha with the dina that you can't see at night. The bottom line is kedusha, everyone's married. I'll get married at night, myself included, we're all married. Everyone's married, you don't have to worry about that. Chazal said, preferring kedusha, the latter works. So wouldn't have been even the wildest dream of saying it would be a problem. So you'd have to kvetch, it's three kvetches, one on top of another. The first, the Nas Yochid of those who say, get this no good of a night. You have to go down the root of the Arzarua, then you have to somehow extend, get into kedusha. So somewhere along the way, something breaks down. Even though there's a ruin where something breaks down. Nobody really, really says you can't get married at night, but it's an interesting twist. There's one last part of the sugya that's also related to this general question of whether get is a din or not. So we said, my left community that it gets a din. The community of a lion, left community of how many dayonim. So we said that. To Rivon claimed that a get of a nesuah that needs three dayonim. That was a startling statement. And the Azura said, no. Even if a get needs a base, then base in Shirachana Mikosh. Are there any other nafkaminas of Dina, whether it's a din? So there's a fascinating chumrah. It appears it's not the most usual marmachim you would think for a psach and psach halacha. It's about the nurus perish of shnayis. Rab batanura, Rabbi batanura, gedole oilam. But he's known to us, you know, for his perish of shnayis. But on his perish of shnayis, he has a phenomenal chiddush. It's a masechet b'chayrus, where the Mishnah talks about if a it's not talking about if somebody's looking at Mumin to see whether it's a Mumin or not, and he's getting paid for the job, that's the problem. So the Mishnah starts rallying off all the people who are not allowed to get paid for their work. So one of the people not getting paid is a Dayan. And the Mishnah says a Dayan, Kibel, Notoschar, is ain't din of din. The old din is no din to respond to him. Even though he didn't take Sheikhar, it wasn't a bribery, Mamish. Get paid by both parties. He's not supposed to get paid. Why? Ma'ani Bechinim. And he's supposed to, the Meisav Torah is supposed to be Bechinim. Just had a Daf Yomi a couple of days ago that the Torah is supposed to be handed over the Chinam. So that's what the Gemara and the Mishnah discuss, how Rabbeim get paid, how rabbis get paid, they get paid for the Shashima, they get paid for babysitting, they get paid for to make sure everyone's, that's why I need everyone to show the pictures, otherwise I don't know what you're doing. So I'm only getting paid halfway for this morning shift, because I only see half the guys. So you have to make sure everyone's behaving. So we get paid. All of a sudden, all the time, everyone just showed up. Okay. So the din is that with a dying paskin, the din is not supposed to get paid. And if he goes there and gets paid, so the whole din tar gets thrown into question. So the Batanur says he has a big tain against the Ashkenazi Judaism. Batanur was a Sephardi, Vajra, you know, figure it out. Same as Rabbi Vajra from Batanur. Batanur was a city in Italy, that's where they make the wine, Batanur. So Batanur, I think his family must have come from there. I think he lived in Egypt, and then I think at some point he lived there in Safgad. I think he lived in Safgad exactly where his family must have been of Italian origin. So the Bartanura writes that there's a practice in the Ashkenazi communities that he's heard about that the Masadri get them, people who are in charge of even get them, so they get paid for their work, get paid for their day's work. So Bartanura says, yeah, I think it's right, because a dying should not live dinner, you're not supposed to potato, you're not supposed to get paid for being Masadri. So the Bartanura has a critique against the Ashkenazi communities. I don't know what the Sephardi would do, he only critiques the Ashkenazi communities. So the Ramah came to the Ramah was a contemporary of this when it comes to the defense of the Ashkenazi communities. So the Ramah writes, no, it's okay. You know why we're allowed to get paid? Because it's not a din. The Ramah writes, well, it's senior again, I'm doing a din. It's senior again, I'm getting paid to be Masad again. I'm not passing trials, I'm doing Torah, no din of Amunis here. So my Indian senior again to a din. So the Ramah defends the practice that the Masad are getting allowed to get paid because it's nothing to do with being a dying. So all the Echarim jump on the Ramah, and do the others jump on the Ramah. What is that? The Ramah himself is the one who said that the Chedchila not to give a get at night. The Ramah said we should follow the Azrul and Rivan at least the Chedchila. Nikra din, Shasat Chat, not. But the Chedchila we should treat a get as a din Torah. So now the later Echarim jump on the Ramah and say, wait a second. If Rama himself is machin effect, it's all about the Nur, and say, no, things that just about the Nur is like going deep first there is a ruin, the Rivan, he's assuming that there's some dimension of a Dintari here. And the Rama is machin effect, but saying, nah, we don't know like that. If you don't know like that, so why are you machin? We're not going to get Allah. It's the same Shaila. Either it is a Din, it's not a Din. So I think that I've heard others say that the Rama means as follows. Ramah's Lashon, it says, Sidr again, Enos Din. Most of the get is not the actual administering of the get. Most of it is all the information beforehand. The couple comes, you have to make sure they're really married, you have to make sure that he really wants a divorce, and she wants to get a lot of questions, make sure it's the right person, make sure it's the right person. There's a lot of legwork that has to get done before. The actual cedar again itself takes 20 minutes. But all the prerequisites to cedar again take a lot of time. So it's for 3 hours. So the Ramon meant you're allowed to get paid for the cedar hadvarim. That's what the Ramon's guy was. Not even cedar hadvarim. So the get itself does not have a din. How long does the get take? 30 seconds. They had to get a get. 3 seconds. He says, we're going to get in short. So for that 3 seconds, he's not getting paid. So we'll cut that off for salary. So that 3 seconds, that's getting paid. So the Ramon is not a stira. The Ramon is saying that the etzem of cedars I get is taka. It's not a problem, it's not a din, at least the chadchila. Therefore, we follow as a ruin, Ravan, at least the chadchila. If it's not a shasachach and egon, we won't give a get at night. Because we try to be chesh that get is a din. A bradin, yeah, but not the cedar again. The etzim again is a din, not the cedar again. The cedar again, somewhere else. So that's what the chwarim explained. But in a moment, you don't say that. In a moment, you don't say that the young are only getting paid for the psah. Let the young get paid for everything before and listening to the whole story, and then the psach to give for free. No, but in a moment is that the young have to listen to the seder, they have to listen to the kabbal's edas. Imagine as follows: imagine that we'll have three dayonim, they'll do all the legwork, they'll do all the questions, they'll do all the deliberations, and then they'll leave, and three new dayonim are going to come in and say ish plan tachai. They'll piece the paper and say the following psach ish plan tachai. You can't do that. The dayonim who did the kabbal's edas, the masamat, they're the ones who have to give the psach. So that this. All the prerequisites are part of the Yetzim HaPsach. But get them, in theory, you have two groups. You have one set of Dayanim who do all the legwork, and then the next set comes in for the closer, for the Machlokes Patush at the end, and that would be okay. So therefore, by get, we can separate between the Seder and the Gemara before the prerequisites and the Gemara Dovar. That one is a din, one's not a din. But you know, so you can't make that separation. So the Achareit place I call in our real heart and soul, we really, truly believe that the Seder is a get is a din, not really. Haraya, Bishasachat, Mokum Igor, we give it by night. Ruben, Rishayim, don't buy into the Yazirah or the Rivan, like the simple reading of Agamar, simple reading of Mar Bechaz. That's again, I think, fear. There's no right to regular Gidden. Regular Gidden don't really require a Rebate. But yet, the SSA, since there was some Rishayim, and Yehuda was a big supporter of those Rishayim, that we talk to do treat it as a Dintara, so we will go the extra mile, and we will treat Lechatchila as a Dintara, and therefore, if at all possible, try to avoid the Rebbe. Okay, so we can see on this thing, hopefully, it's Hashem, guys, get learning now for the rest of the morning, Saturday, get ready, rest for tomorrow. So hopefully, tomorrow we'll start the Indian Nasadayan. Hopefully, I say that three times, hopefully, that we have a minute, we say things three times, so I'm supposed to land tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So in LaGuardia. So if I get this year by 11 o'clock, I mean, that's the plan. If there's anywhere a glitch along the way, I'll try to.